Betty in Michigan is removing some ceramic tile. Usually we get questions about putting it on, but Betty wants to take it off. What's going on at your money pit?
Yes, I have tiling. I'd like to remove it. 12 by 12 measurements, and it's small squares. I'd like to remove it, and it's on plastered walls. How can I do this without damaging the plaster behind it?
Boy, that's a tough one. Yeah, that's a difficult one. Is this a bathroom?
Yes.
Yeah, that's very hard to do because it may not be on plaster walls. It might be on a mud base. Did you ever consider that?
It's plastered. The house has been given a first coat of plaster and the second coat of plaster.
Mm-hmm. And then the tile was put on top of that.
And then the tile was put on that, and I don't want to do something that damage it.
Well, you're very, very likely going to damage the plaster and have to put on a third coat of plaster if you try to take that off.
No.
Oh. Because generally you're going to want to break up the grout, and then you're going to want to get some sort of chisel item behind the tile and tap it down and then pop it off.
And I'm sure it was adhered to the old plaster wall, which is very porous.
Which is super porous.
So you're definitely going to end up pulling off some of that plaster work at the same time, Betty, and you're going to have to replace it or repair it.